told me that this is a thing that looks like this is a rack.
Yes, sir.
And this, they call it a bench or?
Yes, saw bench, man. A saw horse, or saw, some call it saw bench, a saw horse, you know.
Which do you remember calling it when you were a boy? Do you remember?
Saw horse.
Saw horse.
Saw horse, that's what we call them, you know.
And would you describe other tools that you had? Things, did you have a, what'd you pound with? Did you have regular hammers or?
No, sir. Now, sir, man, that's something. We'd go out there in the woods and we'd cut out some hickory. And we'd cut us off a block about that long. And something like this, we'd trim out a handle on it, right in the middle of it, all the way around and leave a handle on it. And that handle would be right in the middle of it. A handle would be so long, you know. We'd trim all this off, we'd cut around it, and keep that trimmed off and trim that handle, leave that handle sticking out here. Well, that the other part, maul part, would be about that long, you know. Well, we'd get it and put it around the fire and kind of toughen it and burn it sort of, you know, and that would make it tough. And man, we drive posters and
is that right?
Wooden wedges. Tough. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, here to last a good while.
What other things and later on did you get for that?
Well, we finally got a sledgehammer with this wooden handle in it, you know, to drive, and got some steel wedges, we call it, you know, and that's what we using now.
But you actually made your own.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. Good.
When you would have to sharpen something, would you describe different things? I suppose that cradle you mentioned when you were harvesting.
Yes, sir.
How would you sharpen that?
Well, we get a we would get a brick bat or something like that. Sometime we'd get a file, we'd have a file, you know, and it's got a long blade on it, you know, where we'd sharpen with that blade, you know, or that file. And of course, if we didn't have a file and it's wild and so far out of town, we'd get us old brick bat and, you know, and sharpen it good with it.
Hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. So we done that, you know.
And your razor at home?
A razor, well, we would get, you know, sometime on the hand or sometime old leather, piece of leather strop or something like that, you know, and sharpen that razor.
And how about knives?
Well, knives, man, my mother have done that on old cook stove, old, you know, metal stove, sharpen that knife on that stove, you know,
so
in
you,
front of it.
You actually didn't have any whetstones?
No, sir, no, sir, no, sir, no, sir. And sometime you get out there maybe and get old sand rock or something other picked up, and get them knives on there, man, and sharpen them.
Mm-hmm. And when was it when you finally got a big round?
Round and rock. Oh, hit us late. Hit us done got late. Oh, man, I was still out in the cold. Turned that old rock for my daddy to sharp my axes. That's, Reno, I ain't got no sense now.
Well, I think
they're clearing up land for people, you know. We'd move on this place and we'd clear up land. My bad daddy was a bad manager. Well, in a way. Well, he just managed to get with the wrong people and all, and he just go along. We work, we get on the man place and clean it up, you know, he'd give us the wood off of it, which we got to have wood, you know, and cut and haul the wood off the place, you know, wouldn't have no sale for it or nothing, get nothing out of it. That's why I'd work winter, during the winter when I would have been in school, and we'd clear people's land that way, you know, and all. And we'd shower drying an old axe there, you know, every morning when the cold, and 12 o'clock at noon, then grinding that axe, you know, for him to shop, and we'd go and clear up woods. Clear people's land.